NGOs and governments continue the longer-term rehabilitation work following the devastating earthquake that struck the northern Pakistan Kashmir region on October 8th. But a major emergency continues as the victims of the earthquake enter the winter season. The UN estimates that between 20 and 100,000 people will migrate to lower elevations now that the snows have started creeping down into the high-elevation villages and the tent camps in the higher valleys. The logistics required to assess, organize, and deliver effective solutions to the shelter crises of so many people distributed so widely over such difficult terrain are overwhelming. Nonetheless, NGOs have developed a variety of models to help people cope with the heavy snows and low temperatures. Some provide repair kits, some provide basic materials, and some work longer term to build substantial structures. In the village of Hilkot, in the Mansera district, the sounds of hammers ring out across the terraced valley. The men are clearing rubble, salvaging materials, and hurriedly creating some kind of shelter for their family to ride out the winter. Tools are scarce, and heavy machinery is largely unknown. All villagers are leery of building in the traditional style, with mud and stone walls and heavy roofing beams, since this design claims so many lives in the earthquake. Locally designed winter shelters are often made of lighter wood and mud walls with metal roofs. NGO designs include plastic sheeting wrapped around wood frames, metal-sided frames with a plastic lining, Quonset-style insulated tents, and a variety of other methods. NGOs are doing their best with unreliable funding to meet the challenges of the winter and the migration, and structure programs are doing their best to house both those remaining in the hills and the insufficiently protected populations in the tent camps. The people of Kashmir are doing their best to weather a very difficult winter. This is Casey Connor from Mansera, Pakistan.